What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I love the new direction that they're going in, Jeff, as far as the way they're getting out of matches, coming back into matches, the way they're shooting segments backstage now and not just leaving the interviewers hanging out to dry like they have for the last 25 years.
And now your main event, introducing the hosts of Wrestling with Freddie, Jeff Dye and Freddie Prinze. Junior!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Freddie, Wrestling with Friends, because my cohort, my partner in crime, my co-host, Mr. Jeff Dye, is with me. Thank you, sir, for being here. How was your week? How are you, sir?
Feeling good. The tour is going good. The last Cowboy in LA tour has been awesome. We were in Texas this week, so that was very fun. If you want tickets to come see me live, go to jeffdye.com. The new tour has been super fun. Doing theaters is a whole different beast. It's been awesome.
Dude, the theater life as opposed to the club. We'll have to talk about that off air because people want to talk wrestling. But I do have a question. Do you have a JBL cowboy hat?
I do. I have multiple cowboy hats. And I've been wearing, I wear cowboy boots all the time and nobody even notices because my jeans are just over the cowboy boots.
I always thought you wore like Converse or something.
Nope,
like
I wear cowboy boots. But also, a shout out to all the short guys. Me and you are tall guys. We don't ever worry about our height. But we've got short friends. You know, if you wear cowboy boots around, not only will women like it because they're like, this guy's a man, he's got cowboy boots, but a cowboy boot has a little heel on it. So you're about an inch taller when you wear cowboy boots. So just a little recommendation for our short kings.
So my dad's best friend was this cat named Paul Williams. Paul Williams was a musician, and he's still a musician. He's still alive, but a famous musician in the 70s. He wrote some Willie Nelson songs. He wrote the Rainbow Connection that everybody loved. And now he's the president of ASCAP, the Musicians Guild, and has been forever. And he's like 4'10". And he would wear cowboy boots that had these 3-inch heels because my dad was like 6'2½" when they'd be on television together. And my dad had him out as the comic guest when my dad hosted The Tonight Show. And my pops was only like 20, 21 years old when he hosted it. He's still the youngest dude to ever host it. And the first dude that Johnny let do it. And then they came out and he walked up to him. And it looks like he's 3 feet taller than Paul. But Paul still has those cowboy boots. And the first time I came to Los Angeles after we had left, Paul Williams picked me up at the Burbank Airport. I was like probably a fourth grader. And he picked me up in a black Ferrari Testarossa.
Nice.
It was just like Magnum PIs, but he had musician money. And it had like the T-top, right? So it wasn't a full convertible. And I was like, whoa, that's the sexiest car ever, man. And he goes, hey, little Freddie. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, little
I'm your height.
And he still calls me little Freddie to this day. And I'm almost my dad's
age. Pretty funny.
Yeah, man. Short kings rule, and they make one hell of a musician. Just ask Billy Joel.
Heck yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
A good week of wrestling.
Yeah, it was a good week of wrestling, and it gave me hope that stories are in the pipeline. Maybe not for everyone, but there are stories in the pipeline that have me compelled enough to watch, and I want to get into them. But first, and we'll talk story too, the one shit thing that happened, sorry for my language, the one horrible thing that happened this week is our favorite female wrestler, Rhea Ripley, had to forfeit the title And she was pissed. You could tell it wasn't just she's good on the mic, but this wasn't just, hey, let me perform this. You could see she was pissed. Mm-hmm. Like, she was about to go on the run of all runs. She just beat Becky Lynch, who's the top female in the game, which makes Rhea Ripley the top female in the game. That match existed to put Rhea in that position. And then clearly she was going to have this awesome story with Liv Morgan, because Liv can act too. Especially in the backstage stuff, which is more her strong suit than out in the ring, at least I think, more like actory kind of stuff. It looked like they were going to have a storyline where Liv is pissed and she's going to take revenge and it is game on. And this would be the time for Rhea to really, really friggin' shine. And whenever the injury happened, nobody knows exactly when, but the storyline reportedly is when Liv attacked her on Monday Night Raw and got revenge way too friggin' soon. And I feel bad for both women, more for Rhea because she has the injury, which is at least 3 months if it's a shoulder, and her story is destroyed. Her championship, she didn't lose. She had to give it up. And the Liv Morgan storyline is now smashed, and they're going to have to kind of cut and paste something else together to make it work. I think she's going to be the next champion. And that way, when Rhea gets better, she can have her own revenge tour, and now she'll be the good guy. The good guy. And
wait,
get
who do you think is going to get the belt?
I think Liv Morgan's
going to get
the title.
I think it's going to be Becky.
You're probably right. For me, the story in my head was Liv gets it. Mm-hmm. And then when Rhea comes back, Liv's been raining terror on the division and everyone's super happy. But the smart business move is to put it back on Becky because she's the number one dog in the company. I just don't know what happens to Liv then if she goes back to the back of the line.
Well, I feel like Liv will try to come out and chase that belt from Bex is what I think. I think Becky, you know, gets it. She's the biggest draw. She's a star. She's killing it in the ring. Come back a little early. She'll do her, they'll build her back up again. Cause you know, although she's the biggest drawing and the most famous, there does feel like it wasn't as hot as it once was. So I think if they could build that back up and make Becky give her another chapter, if you will.
Yeah, I think it wasn't as hot as it once was because she wasn't the focal point of it this time. She was the one helping out. But after everything I said, I agree with everything you just said, and you destroyed my whole story.
Sorry.
It happens sometimes. Logic sometimes defeats and wins the day. but yeah, man, so we wish you the best, Rhea.
It sucks because we love Rhea.
Down with a shoulder too. We love it. And I hate when shoulders get hurt. I've had like 8 billion operations on my right shoulder. But the good news is the science is super advanced now. The physical therapy is better than it's ever been. And I don't think we'll be without Rhea Ripley for too long because she's a beast.
She's so good.
Not a lot of stories to get into, but before we get into Bloodline, I do want to say something about some of the changes WWE's gone through, not just storyline-wise, but technically. I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi. I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I love the new direction that they're going in, Jeff, as far as the way they're getting out of matches, coming back into matches, the way they're shooting segments backstage now and not just leaving the interviewers hanging out to dry like they have for the last 25 years. But my favorite thing of the week, my favorite moment of the week was Jey Uso was wrestling Finn Balor and Finn Balor loses clean. Mm-hmm. And Jey's looking great so that he can go take on Damian Priest at Backlash. And finally he gets out of the ring because the rest of Judgment Day comes in and they're trying to F him up. And he's like, nah, you get this super kick, fwa-pa. And then he jumps over that's what it sounds like. And I'm a master of sound effects, Jeff. Now, my man just had to wrestle like a 15-minute match, and now he has to run the friggin' stairs. And I love that at one point you see him like, hold up, we're going to just stop for 1 second, catch my breath, point to the crowd. Yeah, the people love me. All right, I'm good. Let's friggin' go. And my man runs all the way up the second half of these stairs, goes into the crowd that's out by the concession stands. He's high-fiving people. There's babies there. They're like, Jay, I love you. There's ladies there. I love you. Guys are like, yo, man, I freaking love you. Not in that way, but I love you. And then this one last poor guy is just in his way, and Jay just shoves him out of the way and goes out through the hallway. And then he sees, like, the security guard. The security guard's trying to keep a straight face, but he can't because Jay was like, you ain't in your face, you ain't. And the guy's like, yeah, okay. And then he goes outside, and we see Sami Zayn. And he's just standing out there in the cold. I don't know the temperature. It looked cold. And he's staring up at the building. And Jey Uso's like, yo, man, what are you doing out here? I just had to bounce from Judgment Day. They're trying to kill me. What's going on? And Sammy's like, yo, man, when I was a kid, I stood right here looking at this building and I would watch wrestling matches. And now I'm going in as the Intercontinental Champion. And I'm doing it right freaking now. And he just like goes straight. And now the camera that just followed him up, the camera guy holding the steady cam, which I don't know how much it weighs, but at this point it's feeling like it weighs 60, 70 pounds probably, has to go all the way back through the arena. Sammy's now high-fiving everybody. They're in Montreal, so the crowd loves him. He goes all the way back down the stairs. The camera stays with him. He goes back into the crowd two different times before he goes into the ring to wrestle Chad freaking Gable. That was in a one shot, you guys. That was a oneer. That's crazy. That's like good. A Boogie Nights oneer, yeah. Dude. Like when the guy goes into the swimming pool and back out of the pool.
We know the scene.
There's boobies everywhere. You know the scene, buddy.
The hammer scene.
But yeah, man, I thought that was the coolest thing. It was so different for WWE, and it was a great sort of like organic transfer of from this match to that match instead of just the same old stuff. And I really hope, I don't hope they do that kind of shot every week because that'd get old, but I hope they find cool organic ways to get in and out of the action like they did. And I feel when you see stuff like that, it makes you confident that they're good.
Yeah, and change is tough. And if you're a young person who thinks, oh, I'm fine with change, well, just wait till you get older. And then you'll start noticing yourself go, hey, some of this change, you know, it's just one of the hard parts about life. You know, I'm a big baseball fan. And as I'm getting older, they're changing a lot of the unwritten rules, you know, the bat flips and the pimping a strikeout and like little thing, the eyeball, even the uniforms, the jewelry, all the different things. But that's just young people. It's getting cooler. Baseball's getting cooler. I should be more fine with the changes instead of being like, well, they shouldn't be wearing diamonds on there. It's fine. Things are good. So one of the things that's exciting about wrestling with Vince McMahon leaving is you're going to get changes. But it's not just like, oh, a wrestler that Vince didn't believe in might now get a chance because Triple H is in charge. It's like, no. You're going to notice all sorts of changes, things that the broadcast is going to be different. The words they use won't be policed in the ways that they used to. And we're noticing it with production already. They're doing things that you're like, oh, that's different. Or, oh, I like that. Or maybe you won't like it, but there are these exciting changes. And I got to say, overall, I'm really into the way it's being shot and the way it looks. Like, I like it a lot. They've gotten rid of a lot of those corny kind of 3D things. You know how they were like really into that?
Yeah, man. That was weird. I never got that. Sometimes just because we have the technology doesn't mean we have to use it.
Yeah, you know George what I mean? Lucas.
It always just felt practical effects rule, man. I just heard the new Beetlejuice has no CGI.
Oh, nice. This is a little side quest, but you know, why would a dinosaur in Jurassic Park in 1993 look more real than a dinosaur in 2022 with Chris Pratt? It doesn't make any sense. Things should be looking realer, not worse. Same ideas. Like, this technology doesn't always need to be used. I thought it was weird when you would see a big, stupid thing. And at first, here's how dumb I am. At first, I was like, is that really in the stadium or is that just on the TV?
Like, is that a balloon?
I didn't understand yeah, what it was. And then after a few of them, I was like, all right, I get what this is. But anyways, I like the way the new stuff looks. I think they're doing a really, really good job. And maybe it's just because change can be exciting, but I like it a lot.
Another change that we haven't really talked about that much is the commentators. Michael Cole is a breath of fresh air. And I think it's because of one dude, and that's freaking Pat McAfee.
Mm.
I have never heard Michael Cole laugh so much. I have never heard him have such a good time. I have never seen him have so much fun on and off camera as I have since they paired him up with this dude. That guy is like, I didn't know how he was going to do, man. It's a hard job. And there have been professional commentators that have come in that have tried, and professional hosts of TV shows that have tried to come in. And he came in and it took him like one episode to find himself. And now he's frigging killing it every single week. And he's really brought a lot to every time he yeets, Michael Cole's literally saying things like, please don't yeet in my face.
Please, yeah, yeah. Also, Pat McAfee, anybody keeping a real list of this podcast, add Pat McAfee to the guys I used to not like, and then they came into wrestling, and I like him now. Like, I was never a Logan Paul guy, he's a wrestler. I love him. I thought Pat McAfee was annoying. He's in wrestling. Now I love him.
You
like,
do love Logan Paul. Yeah. You do.
Besides Ronda Rousey.
It's just
because
he does cool flips and jumps off the top rope. You're like, oh, dude.
Yeah, it's like any controversial person should just become a wrestler, because then I'm like, no, this guy rules. It makes sense. He's got a Pokemon card worth $1 billion. I'm sold so quick.
All right, dude. Moving on. I want to talk about Solo Sikoa and the Bloodline.
Yes.
Not Roman Reigns and the Bloodline. He's nowhere to be found, Jeff. He's been seen on the set of a Hollywood film. That's all we know. Solo Sikoa came dressed way different. Usually he dresses like my man Dhalsim from Street Fighter 2.
Love Dhalsim. What a great reference.
With the wraps around his wrists and his ankles, right? Barefoot. Coming in ready to do the stretchy arm double
heck
punch.
Yeah, you know, DDP says, hey, not your mama's yoga, but Dhalsim was the first saying not your mama's yoga. You know, Dhalsim was making
shout
yoga
out
look
to DDP.
Badass.
I was on a weird algorithm, wrestling algorithm on Instagram the other day, and he does like a lot of inspirational stuff for wrestlers that are trying to get sober and things like that. And he's really changed a lot of lives and helped people just through philosophy, not just yoga. And he said some quote that I'm going to screw up, that he did not screw up, but he was like, yo, if you don't allow yourself to heal from the cuts of others, you'll bleed all over those who have never cut you.
Oh, I like that.
Meaning like, if you don't heal from your past, you're going to harm the people who love you now. And I was just like scrolling through wrestling clips of like indie wrestlers and like indie promotions on some algorithm. And all of a sudden that just came up and had like motivating music behind it. I was like, oh God, DDP, you're killing me, dude. So anyway, DDP's shout out to DDP. Yeah. We have the same account, but we've never met. Anyway, so
I think we have the same accountant too, just so you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Should we shout his name out?
No, we should not. His name is Raul. Yeah. Haha, you'll never know now. Solo Sikoa comes and he's not dressed like Dhalsim or Sagat. Or was the other guy's Sagat. Name? The Muay Thai fighter? Sagat.
Oh, wait, the Muay Thai fighter?
Yeah, the guy that was the boss at the end of the first one. Yes. Sagat, not M. Bison, the guy that was the Muay Thai
fighter.
Yeah,
I think it's Sagat.
Yeah, that dude. So he's not dressed like that dude either. You guys, he's dressed like a bad guy in James Bond. Uh-huh. Like the guy that gets no dialogue, but looks smooth. He's in a suit. He's got a turtleneck. The turtleneck maybe wasn't the coolest part of the outfit. But the rest of the suit was hot. And he comes in and Paul Heyman's like, yo, what is this, man? What's going down? And Solo's playing the leadership role, and he's not having it from Paul Heyman. and he's talking about, I want to know what this friggin' word means. He's talking about Tama Tonga, his MFT. What the hell is the MFT, Jeff?
No idea.
He goes, my MFT, motherfucking Tongan.
Is that it?
No, I don't know.
I mean, maybe that's what it is.
Multifaceted Tongan is what he is. I got to get jacked like Tama Tonga too, by the way, and stop eating ice cream at night.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
He comes out and he's doing really well. And you've seen him grow as far as his skills and his comfort with the character and what he brings to the table. But he's like, yo, I'm not a number two guy now. I'm not a number three guy that's going to lose for the next year. I'm going to be a number one guy and you're going to do what I tell you to do. And this got me thinking. Paul Heyman, this is all character story stuff. If Paul Heyman's character has access to Roman Reigns, which we know he does, then he could find out if bringing Tama Tonga in was approved. If it wasn't approved by Roman Reigns, then this storyline would be over. So my question is, who else could have approved it? And to me, the only answer is The Rock, which would mean The Rock is sort of working against the machinations of what we know and understand as the bloodline, which then when Roman does come back and he can say, what the hell is all this? I didn't approve any of this. Why has Jimmy been smashed and buried someplace? Why is Tama Tonga here? Why is this other new guy that WWE just signed? Why is he here? I didn't approve any of this. And then Solo can say, that's right. He did. And then you hear the music, and The Rock comes out. And then they have their match whenever that match is going to be. But that was the only, that's where my head went when Roman Reigns isn't approving this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, then who's giving him approval? Because he's not going to go against Roman like that. If Roman's not there, that's kind of a punk move. So it's got to be The Rock. That's my weird conspiracy theory. What do you think about that? Is it just weird?
Could be their way of keeping him in here while he's not. I gotta say, I'm always beating the same drums, but I hate part-time wrestlers. Unless you're injured, you know? Like, when you're injured, like, I get it. You can't wrestle. And I know that, you know, like, as much as I might criticize wrestlers like The Miz or Seth Rollins, at least they're there all the time. At least they want to be in storylines. They want to work. They want to do the live shows. They want to do the house shows. But like, I just can't do this like The Rock is like, I'll be back for WrestleMania. You're like, WrestleMania was last week. What do you mean you'll be like, well, that's not exciting for me that I'm going to see you again in a year. Or like that the...
That's like the Mission Impossible when it was said to be continued at the end. You're like, ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like The Undertaker came back after retirement sooner than a year. And so it's a little disappointing to me that they're now trying to creatively keep, you know, Roman Reigns in the storyline, even though he's not around, and you keeping The Rock in the storyline, even though he's not around. It's like, I have very low tolerance for like part-time wrestlers just because, and we're supposed to, as wrestling fans, go, well, it's because they're so famous. It's because they're in Hollywood. Don't you want them to have big movie careers? I don't care about their movie careers. They make shit movies. I want to see, I don't care about, if John Cena's in a thing, like I want to watch them as wrestlers. It's like when I go through my first pitches, everyone's going, well, yeah, it's fine if he's funny, but he's out there just throwing a first pitch. We don't care. That's how I feel when I see John Cena in a movie. I'm like, I like him wrestling. I don't need him in a movie. Why is he making out Amy Schumer? Though. You know, it makes no sense.
Hey, he was funny in that movie. He was one of my favorite things in that movie.
They're good. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't. It doesn't.
No,
do
I'm
much
with
for
you.
Me.
I'm actually with you.
I need you to be in my wrestling ring, making the wrestling stories. That's what you're good at.
I want to feel like you're committed to it as much as I am as a viewer. So I get what you're saying with that. I will say this. Very rarely is there anyone that's bigger than the business, because the business moved on after The Rock left. So he wasn't. But at this point in his career, I think guys like that get an exception. But I say guys like that, I should say guy like that. Like, he's the only dude that I kind of give a free pass to, because it helped get Cody over. If it helps get other people over, he can pull it off. But I totally hear what you're saying. It's like giving an MVP to somebody who missed, you know, 30 games. It just would feel weird. It would feel weird.
100%.
Last thing, Hunter's bringing back the draft. The cool thing when I worked there was the draft gave you a chance to work with someone that you hadn't worked with yet. They had two writers' rooms, the Raw room and the SmackDown room. And the NXT room or ECW room, it was both back then. It was like one dude in an office that just hated his life and finally got to the SmackDown room and was like, sweet human beings, I can actually like interact with people again. But we got excited for the draft as a creative team because it gave you the opportunity to get new people, try to get new people over, write new storylines. If, God forbid, you were in a story that sucked and didn't work, you know, you could suggest that person get drafted and get another shot on the other show. So it basically was opportunity. As a fan, I only liked the draft one time.
Right.
And it was when Vince McMahon was going to draft The Rock to SmackDown. And The Rock comes out and he's like, you're going to draft The Rock to SmackDown? To SmackDown? Is that what you want? You want The Rock on SmackDown? Is that what you want? And Vince goes, that, and he goes, it doesn't matter what you want. And it was like one of my favorite It Doesn't Matters ever. Other than that, as a fan, I'm watching both shows anyway.
Sure.
I don't care which show you're on. And sometimes I want you to be on both anyway, if you're the champion. So I never cared. It sounds like you didn't give a shit.
I never gave a shit. And also, I think that it makes things too predictable. If I know who I'm going to see on SmackDown and Raw, I'm already tuning in, like you just said. It isn't like I'm going, oh, there's a match with Seth Rollins I need to watch tonight. I'm watching Raw and SmackDown no matter what. So don't tell us what to expect. You don't even need to worry about that. And in fact, if I didn't know, it might make things a little more exciting. Like, instead of me going like, what is Cody Rhodes doing on Raw, you know, for whatever, I would just go, we got Cody Rhodes tonight. Like, it'll make things seem more unpredictable if they didn't do that. And maybe they have a better reason for doing it that I'm just not thinking of or don't know. But for me, I say, don't even have the two camps. Just have wrestling. You can still call the show SmackDown and Raw, but don't set some.
Whoever shows up.
Yeah, and work with their calendars. Yeah.
The storylines can cross over too, man. I know, listen to this, WWE. There's an 11-year-old kid. I won't say his name. He's on my son's football team. He's obsessed with the brand. But there's only certain wrestlers he'll watch.
Right.
He's like, if it's not Cody or Kevin Owens, He doesn't care about the other guys wrestling. So if you said, you know, you never know when Cody's going to be on. He could be on Raw. He could be on SmackDown.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, those kids follow their favorite guys or their favorite girls, whoever it is. Jeff, it's time to pat ourselves on the back, my friend. Are you ready for some love?
Hell yeah. I love love.
Everybody loves love, man. If you don't love love, something's wrong with you. We got some love all the way from Australia, from Emma Frad. I hope I'm saying your name correctly, Emma. But she starts off, great stories, great show. She gave us a 5-star review. I didn't even know there were 5 stars, so thank you for that. And she says, and she wrote a lot, so this is, you know, it's real. It wasn't just like, yeah, sweet show, peace. She said, I've been a listener of Wrestling with Freddie since its inception over 2 years ago. I was instantly fascinated by the earlier episodes that break open what it's like to write for live TV and work with wrestlers and big execs like Vince McMahon. Freddie is a great storyteller, and you can truly hear his passion for the business. Ah, thank you. Willingness to grow as a writer, and most importantly, prioritizing that the wrestlers have the final say in their own promos. I do feel that way. As the show evolved, it welcomed Jeff into the fold, who instantly charmed me. It's so cool to hear both Freddie and Jeff's opinions on storylines and in-ring talent. I now feel like I've got 2 more buddies who love pro wrestling. There's always room for more. And I love hearing them recap, break down, and predict all there is in WWE, AEW, and hopefully soon, Freddie's own promotion. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Freddie, and thanks, Jeff. Emma, you're the sweetest person in Australia. Thank you very much. Jeff, what do you want to say to sweet Emma?
I appreciate the love. We love that you like wrestling. Yeah, what? She's got no advice. She's just a happy fan, huh?
Just happy. And I friggin' love Australia. We shot Scooby-Doo down there, and it's like my second, third favorite place in the world.
You guys shot Scooby-Doo down there?
Yeah, in this little town, little area called the Gold Coast. And at like a studio that they had there that was like a Universal Studios, only it was a Warner Brothers Studios, but it still had all the same roller coasters.
Pretty cool.
And yeah, man. And there was a tiger one time there that they let the baby tigers come and play with us. And when it got hungry, it started biting my boot. And even at like 3 months, it went right through this, like the steel toed boot. I was like, he's biting my foot. He's biting my foot. They had to get him off. You can hear that story and more on Unsanctioned Thursdays, every Thursday, the show that y'all are responsible for. That's why we do it every week, because you demanded more, so you get more. On behalf of Jeff Dye, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., wishing all of you a fantastic day and a fantastic week of professional wrestling.
Thanks for the love, Emma.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.